Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a mixed board today in the grain futures. Corn futures closed slightly higher after making new lows early in the contract, early in the day. December corn traded down to 428 and a quarter, and then it closed at around 432, about 4 cents off those lows. Beans, on the other hand, made new lows as well. Not new lows for the contract, but new lows for this move. Went down to 1268, but closed about 10 cents off of that, somewhere around 1279. That's up about 8 cents. And then wheat futures here were higher in Chicago wheat and Kansas City, but just marginally up about a penny in both of those contracts. Some of the talk today was better than expected demand here for the U.S. soybean crop as we start the new marketing year. We've been selling quite a bit, and we're quite a bit above the overall demand picture the USDA has laid out. So things have gotten off to a really good start. And then corn futures, just as they make new lows here, there seems to be a lot of purchasing there from the end users, specifically the ethanol guys. But we'll find out more about that tomorrow morning on the ethanol report. And it's kind of surprising as crude oil gets cheaper here that demand and profit margin for ethanol stayed relatively strong, somewhere around $1.20 a bushel. And some weeks has even been higher than that. But we'll see what that says tomorrow morning. And then Thursday morning, we have some export sales reports, which most people are expecting a big number.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA's weekly crop progress and condition report released yesterday showed that corn harvest was 59% complete, where the five-year average was 62%. And the corn condition is improving slightly here as we round out harvest. Right now we're at about 62% good to excellent. Last week we were just below that at about 60%. You know, in the couple weeks ago we were in the high 50s, so that's improving a touch. And then if we look at what's going on in the soybeans, soybean harvest is 77% complete. We were at 63% last week, and the five-year average is right at 77%, so we're right in line there. And then if we look at winter wheat planted, which is what's going on right now, in the winter wheat we're 86% planted, where the five-year average is 85%, so we're getting along nicely. Oklahoma is 90% planted, and then Texas, including the Panhandle, was about 75% planted. So things are moving along really well there. And then if you look at emerge for winter wheat, we're at 65% emerge, or the five-year average is 64%. And you combine that with some rainfall moving through the southern plains, that's really helping that. And if you look at the good to excellent category in the crop condition for that crop coming up, we're at 61% good to excellent.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were up 25 cents at 133.40. October feeders were down 55 at 165.42. December lean hogs yesterday were down 60 cents at 91.35. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was up a penny at 751 and three quarters. Chicago December wheat up 1/4 at 681 and a quarter. In the row crops, Chicago December corn up 1 1/4 at 432 even. And November soybeans were up 7 3/4 cents on the day at 1279 even. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for Oklahoma FarmReport.com.